I just met the opposition. I got to tell you this story because it still blows my mind. We see people on TV, and I've ran into people in public. I believe they're a very small majority of our population, but they have something going on inside of them that I honestly can't explain. I'm walking to my filming spot to film a video today about San Francisco's now taking taxpayer money to fund free alcohol for homeless people. And I'm walking up a trail and a gentleman goes, "Are you a YouTuber?" And I thought it was a subscriber. "Yep, I am." And he goes, "What do you talk about?" So, okay, he doesn't know who I am. And I said, "Finance, some politics." He goes, are you a Trumpster? And you could see he as he does it, his hand sort of tenses up, his arm. I said, "Yeah, I'm one of those crazy Trumpsters, you know. What can I say?" And he starts to shake his head, and you could see he's gripping he's got a stick in his hand. He's walking his dogs. He's probably mid to late 60s. I said, yeah, totally am. I'm assuming you're not. And he starts to get angry and start, you know, cursing. And I said, "Yeah." He goes, "Well," and I said, "Well," I go, "you know, I spend my time trying to warn people about the next financial crash that's already underway, but you'll see it in the news here in the future." And he starts rattling off CNN headlines and doesn't have any point. And it's funny because inside I'm just like, all right, now how can I, you always, it's like you, an angel gets his wings when a liberal sees the truth, right? Type one, if you agree. And you always want that moment. You're like, can I show this person something? And I said, "Look, I've known about the last two economic downturns ahead of time. And then I knew about COVID well ahead of time." And he says, "Oh, do you think that was a planned event?" And I said, "Yes, 100%. But it's not a think, I know." And I showed him, I told him about the proof, about having the list from the dark web years before it started. I watched the bad experiment funded in 2008 or 2009 by our current president and the at that time president that's actually running the country right now. And I said it in a very calm way. And he asked my channel, so I'm sure he's gonna be watching this. And it's interesting because his anger towards the last president was pretty, you could tell, it was pretty obvious. And I said, "You know who the last president reminds me of?" "Who's that?" And I said, "Cyrus from the Bible." And he takes a swallow and he's looking at me, and I said, "You know, nobody liked him either. He was brash and fiery." I said, "But he overturned the tables on that nation and exposed a lot of really bad stuff." And then he asked me if I was into QAnon. And my answer was this. I said, "If you're referring to, have I watched or read things on the internet that came true precisely days later, then I guess you could call me that." And he didn't know how to, he didn't even know how to take that. I said, "If you're referring to a politician that's going to pass away in a few days at a specific time of day, and I read that before it happened, and then I watched it happen on national news, then yes, I guess you could say that." And it's funny because I told him, I said, "You realize that when the media and the government and these wealthy people, you know, some of them in a certain group, see truth being exposed to people like yourself, to people like me, they try their hardest to sway you in a different direction." I said, "That's what the media is doing. It's absolutely crazy to me that people can't see the truth." Now, I understand that this world will always have specific classes of people. And those specific classes of people, let's say their wealth is 100% tied to their mind. It's tied to how they think about the world and how they think about themselves. Type two, if you agree with that. So their status in life, whether it be mindset, financial, or any other, is based solely off of what they perceive in their mind, what they allow into their ears, and what comes out of their mouth. So that means there will always be a certain type, a segment of the population that will not be able to hear because they have scales on their ears and on their eyes, and they cannot physically, calmly, and rationally bring in information that they disagree with and to chew on it. Hey, Neil, thank you so much. Everyone check out Neil's Super Chat. So it's very important to understand that you can't change everyone. If you have 100% of the truth in your hands, you can't change everyone. They will either be so, if you are a success financially, they will be so overcome with jealousy, they will not hear you. If you have a success in your family, they will become so bitter because you're not in their position that they cannot hear you. Okay? However, this is the good news. A massive majority of Americans right now are good people. We are eternally optimistic. That's how we were designed, because that optimism is what keeps the human race moving. So a certain percentage are bitter and angry, and some of that can be cured through good diet and other things, right? Some cannot, because they don't want to be changed. They want to be bitter. They want to be angry, all right? But a majority of Americans are good people. Actually, the massive majority, like 95% of Americans are amazing. 4% have no clue and just are bitter. And then 1% are just evil. Okay? That's the ninja statistics right there. Type five, if you agree with that. So we are trying to reach the 95% of people. And some people just don't know what they don't know because they don't know it yet, right? The Karens and the Kendalls of the nation can go and sit in a safe space. There's nothing you're going to be able to do for specific people. Now, in this instance, I kept my composure. When you know the truth, you don't got to raise your voice. When you're losing a fight, that's when you usually raise your voice. Or a wise man just goes, man, you're right and I'm wrong. That's what a wise man does, right? And the cool thing is, as my tone didn't change and I actually took it lower on purpose, it's a negotiating tactic. He was, you could see him sort of gripping his stick. But I didn't do anything to fire up. And that's the problem with our society right now is, we find each other we're at odds with other people, and some of us are just good-hearted people trying to show people, and our voice raises up, or we try and really shove our opinion down someone's throat, and they're just not ready to accept it. And then this battle ensues. And that's not helping anyone. It frustrates you, someone trying that knows the truth about the world, its economies, the world politics, how everything's going to crap, and you're trying to help them, but you end up making more damage. So we left nice. I was talking to his dogs. And it's funny because after he's walking away, he hears me fire up and say, hey, everybody, Economic Ninja, San Francisco is now forcing taxpayer dollars to fund free alcohol for alcoholics. And he's walking. He's within earshot. And I was thinking, I'm glancing over him in the video. It's going to come out later today. You could see as I do the intro, I look over and I'm watching him walking away. And I'm like thinking in my head as I'm doing the video, would he just his ear turn and go, what? Wait a minute. What? They're taking taxpayer dollars to fund free alcohol for alcoholics. And you'd think maybe that would just turn his ear. The craziest notion that our government is trying to hurt us even more to give us the drugs to feed. See, that's what they want, the drugs rolling through, the fentanyl rolling through. They want all this stuff. Our president's not here to defend us. He's here to hurt us. That's what he's doing. Open up the borders, let all the illegals in. And you would think that those kind of words would stop someone dead in their tracks. But because they are so bitter, so misunderstanding, they don't understand the truth. They can't physically differentiate the truth. Like when people are like, I think people should be able to kill little babies. I'm like, okay, let's watch a video about it. And they always get angry. No, don't you show me that. I'm like, oh, you don't want to see the truth? Do you feel cool because you want to give someone a choice, but do you want to just see? Do you have children yourself? Can you imagine them in that situation? They don't want to see the truth, but there are other people that just off the rocker. So the biggest thing I can say, and I think this is what disarmed him, because someone just said, it's love that changes someone's mind. I told him, look, I'm just here to help warn people. And he asked me, did you make money off of all this? He was referring to COVID. I said, if you're referring to, did I invest in things like gold and silver and Bitcoin and make money that way? Oh, I owned real estate back then too. I said, then yes, I made money. I said, but I do not invest in pharmaceuticals. I am not going into all of these things that are the money machine that are driving, you know, from these industries. No, I do not do that. And he sort of, you could see, just sort of calmed down. You know, sometimes you just run into someone that doesn't have an ulterior motive. And that today was him running into the ninja. And I'm going to be honest with you. I didn't want to make this video. But on the last video I was just on, I said, you know, I'm going to make it because I watched him walk by. Because I have a feeling he's going to watch this. Hopefully he's not seething. But this is what I'm going to say. I believe that we meet people on purpose every day. Every day. And it's what we do with our time. I am going to ask in the name of Jesus Christ that if that gentleman's watching this video, that the scale fall off his eyes and ears in the name of Jesus Christ, that he will understand that there are people in this world that are riling up evil for a specific reason, to expose the darkness. And I believe there are a lot of good-hearted people that just want good to happen, but they don't know how to do it. They just vote a certain way because they just let the politicians take care of it. And so I'm just asking in the name of Jesus Christ that this man see the truth and see my heart for why I'm doing what I do. And that I am not a Trumpster. I am kingdom-minded and want to watch the heavens open up on this nation and Satan be shoved back into the depths of hell. That's what I want. I am for truth and I oppose lies. I want to see the nation become wealthy again through the middle class and not the elites. I am part of Ninja Nation, a nation of people worldwide that are getting prepared, which means they are not scared. There's a reason why the full armor of God leaves one part of your body exposed, and that's the back, because you're not supposed to run from the battle. I hope you got something out of this. The Economic Ninja is out.